start again from Kuf Chesam and Beis, the bottom. From the Rabbanan, Hakol Chayovin Barba Kosas Halalu, Echad Anoshim, Vechad Noshim, Vechad Tinokos. Amra Behuda the Chimatu Elishesh Tinokos Beyayin. Right, we said it's either Tinokos that are Bnei Chinuch, but Yayin, it's not Shaykh by them. So therefore, there's no chinuch in something that a cotton can't get any benefit from. Or it's talking about tinokos that are not b'nei chinuch. Ela mechalkim lohem kloyos ve'egozim be'er Pesach kedei shlo yishanu v'yishoalu. Give them toasted wheat and nuts on Erev Pesach in order that they should not sleep and they should ask questions. There's two ideas over here. One is that we give them the nuts and the toasted things before the meal. Usually these are dessert. So they ask, Lechora, what's going on? Right? And even though we don't have an answer for them, but this way they'll ask other questions. Or I have another pshat. The ikar of the questions is to notice the difference between Leil Pesach and the rest of the year. The Manishtana is a statement. Manishtana halayla hazeh mikol halaylos. This night's a very different night. So anything that you can do to make the night different, to impress the child, that's something special about the night, that's also an inyan. So even if it's things that you don't have an answer to. Well, no, it means that when Pesach, when the Leil HaSeder, that's what it means, not Erev Pesach. Another pshat is that the kids will be so involved with eating the nuts and whatever, they won't fall asleep and they'll be able to ask, they'll be able to stay up for the Seder. That's the idea. Omru alav al Rabbi Akiva, shoy mechalik kloyos ve'egozim litinokos be'er Pesach, kedei lo shlo yishanu. Rabbi Akiva used to do that. The yishalu. And then they should be able to ask, either ask why they have the egozim kloyos or ask other questions because they won't be sleeping. Tanya, Rabbi Lezer, Omer, Chotvin Matzos B'Leili Pesachim, B'Shvil Tinoko Shlo Yishanu. Rashbam says, Chotvin Matzah, Magbiin Es HaKa'ora, B'Shvil Tinoko Shlo Yishanu. We grab the plate with the matzah on it off the table. The Ishtim HaFarshi, Chotvin Matzah, Ochli Maher. Some say we eat quickly. We try to make the Seder as quick as possible so the children don't go to sleep. Shnei L'Shonus Halalu Pirish Rabbeinu. The Yesh Garsin Mitzvos, Magbina Sakara, Shiesh for Matzah, Umoro based Hafshilin. Chotvin Mitzvos. All the mitzvahs on the Kara, we take the Kara off the table. The Lin Nira, Chotvin Misalkin, is Halecha Miyada Tinokos. Shalo Yushain, and we talk Michael Harbe. Chotvin, we grab, they don't let them eat too much. We grab the Matzah away from the children that he shouldn't eat too much and go to sleep. Kedera Chatinik Achar Chiloso, Vishuvo Yishalo. Kids eat, they go to sleep. So we don't let them eat too much, so they'll ask questions and it'll be up. They won't go to sleep because they didn't eat enough, right? They're still hungry. And they'll ask when we do the various things during the Seder that are made to make them ask. The chain muchach loshen atosefta. The Tanya, Rabbi Lezer Omer, chotvin matzah latinik kadesh lo yishan. The Tosefta is mashma like that. We grab the matzah away from the child; she shouldn't go to sleep. Rabbi Yehuda Omer mishmo afilu lo ochel ele chazeres achas velo tibel ele parperes achas chotvin matzah latinik kadesh lo yishan. Even if the kid didn't eat a lot, we still deprive him of the matzah, so he shouldn't eat too much and go to sleep. Kolomer gozli. Right, we steal it away from him. Rabbeinu Pirish, Shekein Iker, Oso Haloshin, Shapirashti, Chotvin Mimarim Lecho, right? And he says that his Rebbe said that the Iker Loshin is Mimarim. Chotvin means quickly. We try to make the Seder to eat as quickly as possible so the kids don't go to sleep. Midiktoni Had Rabbi Akiva Basra. The next thing is about Rabbi Akiva. That he used to immediately get up from the Beis Medrash and start the Seder immediately. It's mashma that the idea is quick, doing things quickly. The Ikav Meimer, the Agav Gror, the Kamar Kadesh Lo Yishan Komaisi Nomi Loha Uvdid Rabbi Akiva, the Chayish Lo Yishnu. Right. And however, it's possible that the Mice of Rabbi Akiva just came to tell me he used to do things also that the kids shouldn't sleep. Utrein Milinin. Really, it's two separate things. Rabbi Lezer Ayri lachtop min atinokos achashach lumaat kadesh lo yishno. Rabbi Lezer is talking about grabbing the matzah away from the kids after they ate a little bit. They shouldn't eat and be satisfied and go to sleep. Rabbi Akiva Ayri shesorek lemaher lasos haseder terem yishno. Rabbi Akiva says you have to start the seder right away. Also, they shouldn't go to sleep. Same idea of not going to sleep, but two different ideas of chotvin. There's other shitas. There's a shita in Rishonim that the gedolim grab matzah one from the other to keep the kids entertained. Right? From here came the idea of stealing the afikomen. Right? This way, whatever you do, you steal the matzah. So either they steal the matzah from the kids, or the kids steal the matzah from the parents, or the parents steal matzah one from the other. All of them are just to keep the kids awake and keep their interest, so they'll be up till the end of the Seder. Okay. Tanya, Omru Alov Rabbi Akiva, Miyomav Lo Omar Higia Eish Lam LeBeis HaMedrash. Rabbi Akiva never said it's time to go home from the Beis HaMedrash. Chutz Me'arvei Pesachim, except Erev Pesach Erev Yom HaKippurim. On Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur, Rabbi Akiva would say it's time to go home. Why? Erev Pesach V'Shvil Tinoko Kadesh Lo Yishnu. Start the Seder early or right on time so the kids don't go to sleep. Erev Yom HaKippurim Kadesh Yachilu Es B'neihem. And Erev Yom Kippur, they should be able to feed the children that are going to have to fast the next day, make sure that they eat the Suda Matzekes. Right? The Chor, you see that Rabbi Akiva was involved in feeding his kids. Okay. Not just the women. Chutz Rashbam, Chutz Me'arvei Pesachim, Kedei Sheyishnu Es HaTinokos B'Yom, V'lo B'Laila B'Shas Hagada. He says he used to go home in the afternoon, Erev Pesach, to make sure the kids would sleep, so they would be rested for the Seder. Or to go home to start the Seder on time, not to delay it. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Chayiv Adam L'Sameach Bonav U'Bnei Beiso B'Regel. Person's chayiv to make his family happy during Yontif, Shenemer V'Somachta B'Chagecha. B'Mem Esamcham. Right, what simcha do you give them? B'yayin, give them wine. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, anoshim b'roi lohem, v'noshim b'roi lohem. Right, men are happy with their things and women with theirs. Anoshim b'roi lohem, b'yayin. The noshim b'mai, Tony Rav Yosef, b'bovel b'big de tzivonim. In Bovel, they bought their wives colorful clothing. Eretz Yisrael, b'big de pishtan miguhatzim. And in Eretz Yisrael, they would buy them linen clothing that were starched, well washed. Rashbam, Anoshim Baroy Lohem B'Yayin B'Gemara Komarla. Okay, never yet. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda V'Seira Omer V'Zman Shebeis Hamikdash Kayim Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar Shenemar V'Zovachta Shlomen V'Yochalta Shom V'Somachta Lefnei Hashem Lokecha. You see that Simcha is with Shlomen. The Achshav She'Ein Beis Hamikdash Kayim Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin. Bizman azeh, simcha is only with yayin. Shenemar, v'yayin yisamach levav enosh. So, Rashbam. Okay, so the what's it called? There's a few things over here. First of all, the mitzvah of simcha is machlokes amoroyim, if women are chayev bichlal in simchas yontif, because it's a mitzvah seishas mangrom. So some hold that women are chayev in simchas yontif. We learn from Pesukim, and some say that women are not chayev, but the husband's chayev and the sameach his wife. It's part of the mitzvah, samachta atov veisecha. So it's a husband's chiyuv to make sure his wife's happy. The Rambam paskins that a woman is chayev herself, besimcha, not just her husband's chayev to sameach her, she's chayev in simcha, and the Ravid paskins like those Amaroyim that say that the woman's not chayev, but the husband's chayev and sameach her. Okay, now, bizman hazeh, is there a mitzvah of simcha or not? Simcha be'ikr is basar shlamim. There's no shlamim bizman hazeh, so maybe the ikr simcha doesn't apply. And that's what Tosus holds. Tosus holds a mitzvah of simcha and yanta bizman hazeh is only drabbanan. Because the ikr mitzvah deraisa was only when there was basar shlamim. The Rambam holds that there's a mitzvah of simcha bizman hazeh, and it's be basar v'yayim. So the Gemara says, Maestam bizman hazeh is only simcha v'yayim, not basar. So they explain the Rambam a few different ways. One way is that that when the Torah said simcha, it was a general kind of thing. Whatever you can do, the greatest amount of simcha, that's what you do. So when there was basar shlamim, that was a greater simcha than stam basar. But even stam basar is a simcha. So when there's no basar shlamim, then regular basar is a simcha, and yayin is also a simcha. So it's basar and yayin, even though in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it had to be basar shlamim, bizman hazeh, whatever you have, you have. Whatever you can be mesameach with. And the Orach Laner says, even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you could be yotze with basar chulin. It's only, what's it called, you couldn't be yotze with ofos or menachos or whatever. But once it had basar, any basar was okay. But somehow in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you had to eat basar kachim. And now there is no basar kachim, so regular basar takes the place. You do what you can. What else? Yeah, okay, that's with the simcha. Okay, let's go on. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kista de Marisa de Have Bitsipori, He Havas Kimin Luga de Mekdesha, Ubo Mishan Revi Shal Pesach. This midah, this measure, Kista de Marisa, which was in Tzipori, was the exact measure of a lug in the Beis HaMikdash, and one quarter of that was the shear of a kos for arba kosos. Rashbam, kista de moraisa, midah shemokrim bo hamorais. This was a standard jar that they would sell. This morais is like a fish entrails, some kind of fish juice. So that was a standard size to sell that, and that was taka the same size of a lug in the Beis HaMikdash. Ubo mishan revias shal pesach shemamalin also mechalkin also va'arba kosos. The lug arba revias. This held four kosos. So if you split it exactly into four, each quarter was a shear of one kos. Okay, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Timyesa Kadmesa, the Havi Mitzveria, Havi Shisera Aldor Riva, Ubo Mishan Revi Shopesach. Rabbi Yochanan said that this other meter, Timyesa, the original Timyesa, which was in Tveria, was a quarter more than this meter, and that's how they were Mishai Revius of Revius for Abacosos. He says, what's the Mishai? Timyesa meter. Timyesa was a certain measure. The Hainu Tuman v'Uchla in Masechus Sota. In Sota, it speaks about a Toman, and an Uchla, that's the Midah of a Timnesa. Tosus argues, and he says that these Midahs were smaller than a Revius. And here it's Mashemus, is much bigger than a Revius. Havi Yisera Alda Timnesa, right? The Timnesa was one quarter more than the original Midah that we're talking about before. You filled that one up. So the original one was a quarter bigger. There was two timnesas. There was the original timnesa, which was smaller than the new one. The new one was a quarter more than the old one. So if you filled the new one, poured it into the old one, what was left after you poured it in was exactly one quarter more, right? Umayim anishorim bitum nesa, he revias, exactly revias. It was one revias bigger than the old one. So if you filled up the old one from the new one, what was left was a revias. Revias shel Torah, kagon revias yayin shel nazir, haloch lamosh misinai, whenever you need a revias, a nazir gets malchus if he drinks a revias of wine. Revias dam, habo mishnei mesin, the nafkal mikra. Revius dam that comes from even two different mesim is matame the ohel. Kagon revius shemen lerakike nazir. You need a revius of shemen for rakike nazir. Deika yolif lamikroid menachos umidas chalal hakrib bivua havi etzbaim orech al etzbaim rocha berum etzbaim vechatzi etzva vechomish etzva menala mimikvach. We didn't get it yet. So that's how you're meshayer the revius of a log. Either one of these two ways. Amar Rav Chisda, Revius Shel Torah. The Revius that the Torah speaks about, which Rashbam just said where we find in the Torah different cases of Revius, is Etzbo'ayim al Etzbo'ayim. What's the volume of a Revius? It's two Etzbos by two Etzbos. V'rum etzba ayim v'chatzi etzba v'chomesh etzba. And the it's 2 by 2 by 2.5 plus a fifth. Okay, which is 6/10. No, 7/10. 7/10.
Square or something?
No, it's a, it's L'chor is square. It's a big shiloh, what exactly? Pasha square. What's it called? A cube, not a cube, a whatever it's called. Right, but it's cubic measurement. Right, 2 by 2 by 2.7. And that is the volume that makes a revius, and we learn it from a mikveh. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow to see how we learn the Zakh, because the whole next omelet, the half of the omelet goes into this cheshbon.